hi, welcome to another episode of the Chisser Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisser Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisser Pod. I am Joined Pandey, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by
KG Khuboto.
Come on, that's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday, every single Friday, we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. And if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, New Music Friday. So, of course, we catch you up on the latest music news. Let's start with Proverb, who's celebrating 20 years of his album, The Book of Proverb. Shout out.
Shout out to him.
This is like the, I think, when you know when how America has like Tupac, we have Proverb.
Proverb
in terms of hip hop.
But that time I wasn't fast ka hip hop. I think we're still listening to Pow Wow.
No, but like that South African hip hop.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that time I released this book of Proverb. It was in 2005. I was in Matric, but...
Damn, when was that? I
was still listening to Slim Shady. When Eminem was called Slim Shady. Pow Wow, then, yeah. But, hey, what a milestone.
What a milestone. Shout out to him. I am a real fan of Proverb's work. I mean, not just him and his money's beauty and all of that. Like, his actual work. I think the Book of Proverb and just his... his lyricism, when it comes to hip-hop, he really did really, like, make, you know, he left his mark. And we really miss him in hip-hop. I think there was some point I actually thought, like, oh, my gosh, like, Proverb should definitely make a comeback. And he never will, because he found out that, hey, I can actually make real money behind the scenes. Hence, he does productions now and everything else. So if you actually have never read his book, he also does have a book out that is called The Book of Proverb as well.
I haven't.
Yeah, I read it in one sitting. I was so interested
like
in this
man.
He does talk about the trauma, dramatic experiences. He delves into just his journey, but he does also speak about his divorce, which did leave, it did taint, I think, his outlook on life a little bit. Speaks about his mother. He does talk about like pretty much everything that you want to really know about Proverb. There's nothing else that he didn't talk about that we should know about.
Mfana Sekimbali,
Fanasa Kimberly.
Oh, I'm a blue train when he goes home to visit.
Hey, I know, that's not true. Wait, that was a Metro FM thing. I was on booster, okay. No, that was a Metro FM thing. Okay.
The blue
not
train.
That he can't afford it. Yes, no mail. Oh, what's up in the mail?
Okay.
Yes, it was a very promotional thing. Yeah, it was like very clear. Anyway, let's move on to some other music news, though. Casper Nyovest says he is returning amid sketching comments about his career. He's saying he's going to do another fill-up. What's your take on just Casper's career, really?
He must just retire.
Why, guys? South African early ageism.
He must just retire. Like,
why?
About fill-up, it was before COVID. Then COVID came. But I think Chris Brown also might have played for. Let me try and do it again. But also, Ubatlu Pruva, McG wrong.
McG wrong, right. So if you don't know what we're talking about, let's have a listen to what McG actually had to say about Casper being a washed up artist.
She does like opera.
Okay.
Yeah, and then last but not least was Casper Nyovest.
Oh, Nyovi! Yes.
No. Casper's washed. It's chai, bro. I kid you not. It's chai, bro. And people will think I'm hating, né?
Yeah.
But I kid you not.
What's that famous line it has now?
Which line?
Okay.
Look at my wife.
I'm gonna get to there. I'm gonna get to what yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get to that one. There's a saying in football. One pundit said this. He said they're talking about Casemiro. He said you must leave the football before the football leaves you.
Ooh.
Casper needs to leave the mic before the mic leaves him, dog.
Well, that's that about that, but for me, I feel like South Africa does have like an ageism thing that's going around. Nobody in America is asking Future to resign. Nobody's asking
for Future. Hey, no, don't come get your Future. Future is
even Rick Ross.
Yeah, at least Rick
nobody's
Ross,
asking him to resign.
Yeah, well, no, there you talking Rick Ross, but
we do Future. But we do that with all our media personalities as well. Like just like how now we just like, hey, why? When is Bonang? Who Auntie Bonang now? When is she retiring? She's still got some life, you know, on her. Like, I think we have an ageism thing in this country. It really upsets me a little bit because I'm just like, okay, jiggy jiggy nami, I must just retire tomorrow. Mm. Like, nini, kwanzakalani. But anyway, I mean, I feel like Casper's career just needs somebody who has a better pen game.
But
he's just not a brilliant writer. He never has ever claimed to be. And we don't have to make music just for TikTok anymore. Like, go and get Sizwe Alakine to write your stuff. You know Sizwe writes for
Reason.
Reason. Mm-hmm. Writes for all these people. And he really is good with the pen game.
Didn't know that. Eh?
He writes for Anne Elizondo, for instance, who is more of a face than the actual lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah. And look how now, like, yes, she's got the aesthetics going on. She's got, like, the pen game. Guys, it's okay to get help.
But Okarwasheba, Batuba never surround a music career and twin. Yeah, yeah, Casper. AK is no more. And Nadula throw some shades in. Then Ricky is no longer there. Of which Nadula Amni letter the props to him and so but like no Sukshinchi, so kona matler no.
Hey bro, they are real hip hop.
So kona abos my man.
Yes.
So Jay Patakiti with regards to him making a comeback, I guess, but it's fine. Let's see.
You know, him saying he is going to fill up another stadium, we need to definitely throw back to the stadium that he actually did fill up. You remember the first one, fill up the dome?
Yeah,
this was in 2015.
Yeah.
He actually did that. That was very iconic. Mm-hmm. Nobody has ever done that ever since Brenda Fassie's time. So shout out to him for that. He definitely did sell that one out. There was fill up Orlando Stadium, which also had some momentum in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then another Moses Mabhida Stadium in 2018. Less momentum. And of course, in 2022, fill up Mabatu in Mahikeng, which was very much a flop. We're not going to actually mince our words with that one. It was not filled up. He said it was sold out. But of course, that was just for the internet. Okay. Mm. So will he actually fill up the next one? And where do you think he's going to go?
With regards to, oh, to
like,
stadium.
Okay, I saw people commenting like, maybe like, fill up Bloemfontein. Where is he really going to go?
Bloemfontein, only fan base from Bloem. So,
really?
Yeah, he's got a
I feel like it's safer for him to keep it in Johannesburg or Durban because we really do attend gigs here.
But yeah, I think I say maybe Cape Town. Then close to Utla the seat. Yeah, I will say in Vele, he has filled up. But with Bloem, I know he's got a great fan base for Bloemfontein because Nalidi event that he every year in
right.
December, King Tabanchur King.
Yes.
Then, but Cape Town, I think Alumna Tiling Pizza. That music video, I think we in Selimang Le Rikirik. I think Nebalko Cape Flats, but let's see.
I think based on social media, people are definitely going to come out and show up for Casper. And he's believing in God to definitely, you know, sell out.
Oh, Ellis Park.
You know, hey, Astal doesn't talk as fast then and pray. Make sure that happens. I think I'm definitely going to be one of the supporters there because I don't believe in ageism in this country. And I feel like he definitely still has some time. Let's support him as much as we can. But let us know what you think because I, Asaz Kwenzakalani. On to some other news, though. After a surge of celebrities becoming sangomas in South Africa, welele, this entertainment industry is now seeing a lot of celebrities coming out publicly giving their lives to Christ. Okay. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Okay. Let me make that clear. I'm also Christian. I'm just saying that. Okay. They're saying that they are sharing more of their spiritual journeys. The latest person to do that, though, is Ulunga Shabalala, who shared his baptism experience. What's your take?
Lunga from Selma Thunzi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, I always be like, you know what? We need to actually hold them accountable. I feel like there's a lot of celebrities sometimes, like, you'd find that Bayenza something wrong or and like they're like the only thing you gotta do is because Jesus ain't gonna judge you. You know, you just gotta give your life to Christ. No, okay, first of all, shout out to everybody giving their lives to Christ. We're not looking down on you. Keep doing that. Jesus loves you. Okay. Jesus don't judge. But we do because we're human beings.
Okay. At least I baptized.
Yeah, he's baptized now. And remember that story I can learn no Tando Tabet? Yeah. What happened to that?
I was going to throw
he's
that.
He's washed away by the blood of Jesus.
Yo. I be a pastor.
Yeah. Yeah, but. No. Not from what we know. Unless if there's something happening on the ground and we don't know about. But what I know is that Tando spoke up about him and it was a thing, allegedly, there was a case against him or he was abusive or allegedly something else, too.
Oh.
So, hence, I'm just like, I feel like these celebrities sometimes, you know, sometimes they just have bad PR, but he gave my life to Jesus. Okay, somebody else who did that is recently his big brother Mzansi star Jerry Nduku, who also recently got baptized. Oh, he just had to say, he just posted on his Instagram stories. He also shared, like, a little video of him, you know,
mm-mm,
getting into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you baptized?
Mangna.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And
it confirm me, like, go get confirmation
oh,
class.
Hey. And you guys have these parties, got confirmation?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Did you get a party? I've always wanted to attend, like, a party. Random. Anyway, let's not digress. Let's get into some other news. So, Man B is at loggerheads with Somizi Mhlongo. So, what happened is, okay, Man B, who we actually did not know, but now we're talking about, he's an Eastern Cape businessman who has threatened to slap Somizi Mhlongo for allegedly failing to fulfill his obligations as an MC at his birthday celebration recently.
I used to respect to Somizi. I used to respect Usomizi. I used to love Usomizi. But what he did or she did, I don't know. What she or he or what. But what she did, I hate her or him from today. We are telling Usomizi. And now it's a time to respect our local artist. Musha did well. Umusha was a part of the event. She did well. Or he did well. Yafana yonke lanto. Usomizi uzozenza ukuthi athi kupresident. Uzozenza who is Somizi? Who is Somizi? Uzozenza upresident. Tiko. Njengibethenga ubhetele uyamusa phaphansi uThixo. Because what she did, bubusela lanto. Uba imali yomuntu. Wawuhamba yomaketha i-event engakange kubize. I receive your calls ngapha nangapha. Why usithi kwi poster yakho uno Somizi kodwa Somizi uthi ku live wakhe xa sifika airport, let's meet somewhere.
No, Man B is a staunch fan of Kaizer Chiefs.
Okay, which means what?
He's a businessman. He's a staunch. Like utama the game conference of Kaizer Chiefs
and then
unaldi critique every time Kaizer Chiefs loses or yeah we now what's that he comments.
Is
this big guy in like
Unemali, but
Unemali.
How does he make his money?
I don't know, but he's a staunch. He's known as a Kaizer Chiefs fan. If Chiefs are loser, they go to Man B. And Nankarike and the leader with regards to defense that Kaizer Chiefs. So now Mawana was shocked that Shabas story say my love, in fact. I get Gabona so easy. But why Man B's picture is not there? Like, you know the guy.
I didn't want to put his picture. I just felt like we're giving him so much fame. Like, even just us talking about it, and I'm just like... Anyway, so he threatened to slap Somizi, but let's have a listen to what Somizi had to say about that.
All the artists that were there were very unhappy. Very unhappy. It was the most disorganized concert or event that I've ever been to. Disorganized. Now, I arranged ground transportation for myself to take me to the thing. I arranged security for myself. Azur even provided extra security to take me to the venue. They provided nothing. Zilch, zero, fuck all. We get there, they're already agitated. Stefan, we're matching the energy. Ati, you can go sit at the machine. No, I don't want to sit at the machine. I'm here so that I'm speaking to the production organizer. I'm saying I'm here so that you don't say I did not come. But I am going on stage. I'm going to go once and I leave. Because you met none of the obligations or the agreement that we spoke about. This production guy has the audacity to say name one. I said to him, I'll name five. And I named them all. You did not fetch me at the airport on time. You did not pay for the accommodation. You did not send me the schedule on time. You did not arrange transport. The car that I'm in right now, you don't know it. You did not provide anything that we've agreed on. The only thing that you, even the flights, I canceled the gig because of you. So nothing has been provided for. And that was it. And I knew good this was coming, but I thought, if he will realize that he messed up. That event was a flop. Flop. The stage is a corner, guys. Itafula. Literally, itafula. If you can get injured there, it's game over. I don't know what was the whole thing about, but something was off about that event. Something was off. Ask any artist that was there. They will tell you.
Okay, for me, I'm just like, yo. I do want to see a fight. Somebody get in a boxing ring.
I mean, be like huge. Like, I got a bouncer go clap on. It's huge. Well, I form sharper. Come on, I do concoction. Let me see you. Cowboots. Let me show you, man.
I saw his video. I'm just like, sir. Just like. Also, you're giving Khosa vibes a little bit. Come on, you won't bother. Anyway. Ask Ngamu pay attention. Anyway, let us know what you think about that. We'll move on along from that, though. So, Jessica Nkosi, if you can recall, made an exit from Zanzi Magic's The Queen back in the day. And that was when she was actually pregnant with her second child. That's the son. She has a daughter as the firstborn. And she decided, you know what? No, it's again. Nah, TK, una lishalde inafu. You know, I can just chill and relax. Be a mom. And she has been having the greatest time doing that, doing school drop-offs and everything else. But now she's saying that she has been doing, what do we call these coaching classes? It's like acting. Yeah, that basically.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's saying that she wants to just, you know, sharpen her skills essentially to try and make a comeback into the acting space. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
I think it has changed me as much. With my first child, I was at work. I mean, I gave birth in 2 months. I was back on set. So with my son, I was just like, it would be nice if I was more present. So I intentionally made the decision to not work. I mean, I left the show I was on, and I just...
What show was that again?
I was on The Queen.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, left, and I said, okay, let me just focus on... this, let me focus on my kids, let me go do school drop-offs. I'd never experienced it, you know, with my daughter and Gaz, the school drop-off. And but now, you know, it's something that I do in the regular. She's used to it, she loves it, and soon I'll be ready to get back. Okay. You know, but I mean, it's been a year and a half, and I'm excited to get back. But yeah, I also have been enjoying being a mom, but obviously I'm an actor, and the bug will always live inside of me.
Well, there's that about that. And of course, as per usual, we'll definitely ask her about her relationship with TK. But usista u evasive agafuna ukukhuluma ngayo, but it's fine, you know. I am not my man. I am not my skin.
Wow. Uqondi.
Yeah.
Qiqondi ne.
UTK is it Qondi?
Hi, Jessica. She was starting as Qondi on
Oh, Isibaya. Yes. Oh, okay.
TK Uko Itonga now.
Mm. Oh, really?
And also behind the scenes.
He's doing some stuff for the ANC. What's up with that? Do you know the tea about that?
ANC?
Yeah. Why is he? I'm like, where's Allah? I've seen him in so many ANC rallies.
One. Ne? Count.
Okay, nine.
Yeah, ne?
After nine?
No, I'll tell you after.
Okay. Allegedly. Yonke into alleged la. Anyway, just as a disclaimer, we'll move right along from that. Somebody who's very sure about their relationship status, though, is Analem Dota, who's been flashing a diamond ring on their fourth finger of her left hand, which means Recently at the 97th Academy Awards, which is the Oscars, if you don't know, in Hollywood on Sunday, she was on the red carpet because she co-produced a film, a short film by the name of The Lost Ranger, which was nominated for Best Live Action Short Film. So she walked the red carpet in a Xhosa-inspired red and black dress. But it was not that that caught our attention. Nobody cares about the dress, my sister. We care about that diamond ring. So recently she appeared on La Cizue's Awkward Dates. Yes, there we go. Whew, almost forgot about that. So she appeared there, and jokingly, La Cizue was like, "Hey, brah, what's that on your finger?" And this is what she had to say.
"The man that makes me stop working as a man after my heart, yo."
Wait, are you wearing a ring?
Yes.
Why are you wearing a ring on?
Because I'm married. Mm-mm, don't be scared. He hasn't shot someone in so long. And now he's like going blind, gang. So if you squint your eye, so he can't catch you.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Because you called me on a date.
But like, you could have just the first few moments, even before the food came.
You didn't ask. Hey, baby.
Just two minutes, that's 60 seconds.
So she says. So we don't know. I saw some comments from seemingly somebody who might know her personally saying that, "I told you Lobola is coming your way last December. Congratulations on your engagement." So we don't know where she's really at with this saga.
But now I'm more interested with regards to action, if she did take action against that Uber driver.
That is definitely still pending. They're investigating it, and I need an update first.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to follow up with that next week for sure. We're going to know what's up. Anyway, speaking about Ubando, Uandele, somebody was also at the Oscars, this label M, but he also paid tribute to his mother, who unfortunately died at the age of 100. She definitely lived a long life. What's the chat about that?
No, like Lebo M hosted it between King Remembrance event to go Beverly Hills, where he was reflecting on the life of Mahai Makoko Murage. So I think I think next week she'll be laid to rest. Next week Tuesday, so we'll get the chat maybe next week or so of okay. what transpired with yeah. regards to Marana Salim Kholum.
100 is like, that's a long life.
100.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. But at least to Nale Ditlo Kholu, Nob Ukoko, Nob Nobani, King the Great Green.
Okay.
Then when I live the grandchildren.
A great grandchildren? Yeah. Isn't Lebo M the only child?
No, like Balebo.
I can only say about. But Lebo M is an only child, right? Because he definitely gives only child syndrome.
Yo!
He does!
I doubt.
Okay, but he gives me last born syndrome, okay? Because when I'm last born, I can spot a last born from a man. So he's either the last born or the only child. Something's up there. But anyway, he's fine. He's very successful. Shout out to you, Lebo M. We love you here. And also, of course, love and light and rest in peace to Ukoko.
Murage.
There we go. On to some radio news. We keep talking about radio because it's definitely nearing that time where change is about to be made. Somebody who made a U-turn recently, he changed his tune. DJ Spoo, who said, after resigning, Sana, he put out a whole statement, "After so much thought, it did not come easy. I'm resigning." He has changed his tune. He's saying that, "Hey, I'm staying with Radio 2000. This is because he allegedly he misread a letter that was sent to the station around the station, basically to all on-air personalities, not knowing that negotiations were about to kickstart. I don't know what to say about this.
Stuntman.
There we go. That's the perfect thing.
Shashai Tantis are a good wife and man.
It never gets old. But I generally feel like he was just wrong.
At some point, Kile, he went to go listen to the FM. then ha to ga di rumors tsa gore o tswena le se di FM like this guy man I am a distant no gashesha
kwa fana nge ngislalele so what's the point we're not gonna listen what is the point
and, but with regards to the shake up ya line up ya 2025 with regards to radio people are more concerned about fresh or fresh uya
you know what
not I'm a wishy washy
shame I mean we're glad that he's still gonna have at least another year at Radio 2000 which means another job which means maybe you're gonna cut your dreadlocks this year we don't know anyway congratulations on his you know contract being renewed. That's all about
congratulations
that.
On your stunt.
Hey, Sana, let's move along from that because we definitely like Uncle DJ's boo over here. Not Uncle. Anyway. So on a different station, though, at UFM, I don't know if people really listen to the station, but apparently people do. So actor Leroy, ¿qué hopal?
Hopala.
Yena, I care la music ekta yena get this bien. He is said to fill DJ Uncle Tap's shoes. He is actually doing the show right now before the contract ends. It's very interesting. So I don't know where Uncle Tap is gonna go.
Maybe Kaya. But Kaya.
No, I do not see him at Kaya.
Five.
Maybe five. Yeah, he's very much on brand with Five. I hope Five of him definitely does poach him. He's a very talented broadcaster, not for Kaya, but definitely for Five of him. Yeah. Anyway, we'll keep you updated on that because obviously that's a story that is very much unfolding. I forgot to actually mention this with music news. Let's move on to that I actually want to speak about, which is Younger Chief. Younger Chief has the biggest hip-hop song right now. I think that's a bit of a stretch.
I haven't listened to any.
What if? What if? What if?
In fact, you just forgot to say something. Last week, we went to the Metro's nominee.
We're coming to the...
And we bumped into him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, but what is there to say about Younger Chief? Really? There's never nothing to say. I mean, there's always nothing to say about him. Like, he, apart from now that he's no longer with Mini Dlamini, like, there's really nothing to say about him except his music.
At least, oh, yeah. At least he paid tribute to AKA.
Oh, did he do it at the Metros?
No.
Yeah,
album.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. So, yeah, bro, now, there's literally nothing to say. but congratulations to him. I might be dragging it a bit. Drag me in the comments. Drag me over you want to drag me. I might be wrong to say that he does have the biggest song right now in hip-hop. Maybe there are other bigger songs. But anyway, I'm glad that he has something closer to being a hit in the industry. Okay? There's that about that. Let's move on to some other news, though. Bahumi Mhlongo, which is Simisi Mhlongo's daughter, with Balusa Madisakwane. We got to mention the two every time we talk about this youngin. She recently opened up about living with lymphedema. It's not an easy thing to do. I don't know if you've noticed because her right leg or the left is bigger than the other. That's lymphedema.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So she does conceal it quite a lot. So it was quite different to see her open up about her struggles with living with lymphedema. We don't have audio on that because she decided she's going to pin her experiences. She says that there were times that she felt moments of pain, but she decided to keep quiet. And there's trauma of a response that comes with that. So love and light with her. It's not really a curable thing that can happen or curable condition. But I think we've been talking about Bohumi for so long. I'm just like, oh, girl, I hope all right. Yeah. So yesterday we were out at the Forbes Africa Awards Women's Summit, something like that. And then, of course, Karamini Dlamini Gawo. Now, okay, yeah, shabu thingy. Obviously, you notice me because I be always talking about to you about your relationships. So then I was like, I'm not doing no group work. I actually hate group interviews. So I will definitely pull you to the side. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Then, we only just spoke about her award. So, congratulations to her for being the face of that. When I wanted to speak about her relationship, I was like, push, I see. So, I said, yeah, we're not doing that. Anyway, it's fine. But I'm thinking of actually writing something to know about Brian Munaisa, who is like the biggest plastic surgeon in South Africa. And there's so much that we need to uncover. Yeah, and I can head off something, Kopar, by the way. apart from his own practice. So there's so much stories going to come from that. But hey, let's talk about the metros. You can go, because I ain't got nothing to say apart from the Shebeen.
I was going for that thing. I call Shebeen, all right. Like, no, I'm not going to go to man. But half past 6 for 7, then it started late. Then already people, they were intoxicated.
Yeah.
Most of us weren't listening to what was being announced, the category.
No.
People were just going about their own businesses. Yeah. And Linoma, when we were about to leave, everyone,
So let me justify this. I feel like as an industry, especially in the music space, like, I feel like we haven't been in one room in so long. So people were just like, yo, it's been a long time, I haven't seen you. Like, I feel like it was just a catch-up session. And it's fine. It was just the nominees, guys. There was an email that was sent. We all know who's nominated. What block DJs.
So you saw Tiko Mdise.
Hey, the influencer, son, I don't pay attention to him anymore. I'd like, let me change my words. But I don't. Okay. I don't take it back.
At least to take home this, should I influence?
And yeah, we are influence. I mean, what is there to say about that? Is what I'm saying. Usually there's nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because if he's not going to tell us anything about that marriage of his, then he must just.
And he won't.
Exactly. So.
It's all my speculations.
It's all my speculations until he speaks up, which he's not going to. He feels like he is better than whatever that is. So we're just going to leave that to be. Are you going to the metros or are you going to Durban for Rick Ross?
Durban.
Damn.
Durban.
I really think I want to go to the metros. But it's for been, what? Like, who's going to be there?
It's been 2 years since
Maralena
I'm
going to Durban.
I'm going there just to meet my friends. From that side. But okay. Otherwise, I need to fresh air. Thing a man, see, rough salt, yes, a peach.
Yeah. Okay. If there's such a thing as the comment section of this thing, let us know where you're going. Let us know where you're going. Do you want to go to the Rick Ross, Deben, Etegwini Festival with a lineup that is very confusing? Or are you paying attention to the metros this year? Of course, the metros are just the metros. We kind of can predict who's going to win. Song of the Year, I think Woodblock DJs might take it, especially because of that Casper New Best and Questa nomination. Oh, remix. Mm-hmm. Anyway, right, well, that's been it for this edition of the Chiss Apart. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Chiss Alive. This Chiss Apart is a Time Love production, and our producer is Demi Puzo from the Chiss Apart. I am Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.